It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hello, ladies. This is Kathleen. I am so blessed to be with you today.
Hey, Kathleen, you look good in those glasses, by the way. I need to get myself new pair.
If you're going to have to wear readers, I know. They might as well do a little something for you.
Yes, and then last week when we were praying together, the chaplet that Father was introducing to us, I couldn't even pray along. I said, I can't see these words. I cannot see these words. But I want to welcome back Father Bittner and our beautiful friend,
Whitney Hetzel.
I knew it was something.
I could see you were having a moment. I saw your head turn. I thought, she's having a moment.
There
she's
you
not going to get this.
Yes, we make everybody feel very welcome.
Yes.
But we just felt from our last taping, there's so much more to discuss, and we are so happy that Father and Whitney are here with us again to close out our summer session, or
our season before the summer. Yes.
Before the summer.
Jean's
yes.
ready
I
to
am
take
ready.
A break.
Oh, I'm going to Ireland, girls. I'm headed there.
Well, Father, we spoke a little bit about how the chaplet came to be. From your understanding, I'm sure the Lord has a fuller answer. But one of the pieces to that story that we just didn't have time to dive into, we'd love to dive into now, and that is the book by the late Archbishop Martinez out of Mexico called The Sanctifier. Would you please share
sure.
with us a little bit?
Well, this will get into really the genesis of where this even came from, the seven gifts devotion came from. Many years ago when I was a seminarian, this 27, 28 years ago, when I first entered the seminary in St. Charles in Philadelphia, I noticed that all the seminarians were carrying around, there were a number of books they would carry around mm-hmm. besides the Bible and their breviary, was The Sanctifier by Archbishop Luis Martinez. And I cracked the book myself. I was happy to find it. I discovered it, thankfully, way back then. And it's an incredible, incredible book that really lays out kind of the spiritual life. And Luis Martinez, very humble man, he mentions in the beginning of this book that his book is sort of a companion piece to another very, very famous book called The True Devotion of Mary. And The True Devotion of Mary, written many, many years ago, kind of laid out, if you will, what Marian devotion is. So many people are confused about Marian devotion, especially today. But this was sort of the sort of foundational work in what does Marian devotion look like, sound like, feel like. And so The True Devotion of Mary was one of those sort of groundbreaking books. Luis Martinez discovered something, and I'm not sure if he's the one who discovered it, but he certainly wrote about it. In his first chapter, he said that the whole purpose, the program, the project, if you will, of the Christian life is to reproduce Jesus Christ in our souls. That is what it means to be a Christian, to be a little Christ. So that St. Paul can say, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That one can only say that having been transformed into him, for that statement to be true. And Martinez points out that Jesus came to us through the cooperation of two persons, a divine person and a human person, the divine person of the Holy Spirit who overshadowed the human person of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it makes sense. For the God-man to come to us, we need both God and man. Mm-hmm. You have the cooperation of two persons, a divine person, a human person, to reproduce Jesus Christ in our souls as well. He says that there's a sort of economy that takes place. God sort of speaks in echoes.
Yes, you know? That's why our show is Joyful Echo.
That's good, Father.
Just trying to plug.
Thank you.
But he speaks throughout the course of history in sort of in echo, meaning that it's not that the first time or that something is being spoken, but it is a reverberation of what has been spoken. Mm-hmm. And so that's the point. So Martinez makes the really important point that we need both of these persons, these two sanctifiers. We need the Blessed Virgin Mary and we need the Holy Spirit. And neither of them, neither the Holy Spirit nor the Blessed Virgin Mary, are optional.
I love that.
So oftentimes we think of, I have a special devotion to Mary. I have a special devotion to this saint or that saint. I have a special devotion to the Holy Spirit. No, 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 no. Mm-hmm. This is what it means to be a Christian. Did Jesus have a special devotion to his mother? Yes. Did he have a special devotion to his father? Yes. Well, if we want to be like Jesus, then of course we have a devotion to his mother, because he perfectly followed the fourth commandment to love his mother and honored his mother, and so we do the same. But also we need that devotion to the Holy Spirit. And as he prepared us for at the very end of his life and prepared his church, his apostles, before he ascended to the Father, he would send us another advocate.
Yes.
Jesus was the first advocate. He would send another advocate to be with us. And that of course, came true on Pentecost. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought up Pentecost. It's one of my favorite feasts, and it used to be a season, unfortunately. The octave of Pentecost, the eight-day celebration, has been reduced simply to one.
I know.
And, well, I have to say, though, I have a special love, not just for the Holy Spirit, but Pentecost was my first Mass as a priest. So I was ordained the day before Pentecost. My first Holy Mass was Pentecost Sunday, and so I...
He knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Yeah,
oh,
I
my
love
goodness.
It.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Just an echo.
Yes, mm-hmm. He knew this day. Yes, yes. Oh.
So that's The Sanctifier, and I encourage everyone to read it. It's also been republished under another title called The True Devotion to the Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay.
As a simple means of showing that parallel with the true devotion to Mary. So,
I love that. I think that I don't think too many women know about that. There's so many women that listen to our show that are consecrated to Our Lady and have done the 33-day preparation.
Mm-hmm.
But just by nature, what happens with that, you become so in tune with the Holy Spirit. It's a natural progression.
Yes.
It's beautiful to watch the women that I know that have done the 33-day preparation and then consecrate themselves to Mary, and then all of a sudden they're finding deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, but the guidance that's offered by Archbishop Martinez in this book, and I've only started reading it. I was one of the multitudes, completely unaware, just walking around as a Catholic, not knowing this book existed. I've only started it, so I'm only a few chapters in, but already the fodder there for real... true meditation, Catholic meditation on the Holy Spirit is immense. Right from the beginning, this notion of the cooperation of these two persons to reproduce the Lord in our soul, the analogy that the late Archbishop used to the artisan, the work of the artisan, and he talks about using rough tools to take something that's hard. You know, I was thinking right away, like a marble, like a really hard stone. And there are times in my life, more than I can count, when my soul resembles more, unfortunately, that hard and seemingly unyielding stone than it does something as malleable as it should be in the hands of the Lord. But he uses those rough tools to chisel away, that artisan, to reach this ideal that's in his mind, that an artist only has a sampling of the ideal that can be in the mind of the Creator, and how the Holy Spirit and Our Lady can bring a thing of beauty, can bring the ideal of the Lord out in our soul.
I'm in school right now. I've been taking courses all year long on the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit. And one of the gentlemen in my class, he's really struggling with this awareness of this presence of the Holy Spirit. And he's always asking questions, and he's always frustrated. And then I happen to be put in a small group with him, and I was explaining to him my devotion to Our Lady, and he says, "Well, I'm not Marian." And I thought, there's your problem.
Oh.
I didn't say that. But,
no, of course not.
But this book speaks to that. He is the spouse of the Blessed Mother. Right?
Yes.
And who better to put our care into Our Lady? She'll take us by the hand and say, "Okay, come on. I'm going to show you a better, easier way." Mm-hmm. It's very beautiful. I'm very excited. Let me ask, because I'm not familiar with the book at all. Is it a heavy book to understand?
I don't think it's heavy to understand. I mean, it's a heavy book in the sense that there's real substance to
right,
it.
Right, which you love.
We're not
right.
gonna. I do love that. Yeah. I will say that it's not something that I would rush through. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself the time to read it slowly and have time to really think about it mm-hmm. and absorb it. I was talking with Whitney earlier about coffee being poured into a coffee filter or water being poured into a coffee filter, that you can only pour so much because it takes time for it to filter through. Mm-hmm. It's not just going to run out like it's a colander. This book is not a colander. Mm-hmm. It is a coffee filter. Mm-hmm. So just pour in what you can do at that moment and let it drip.
Percolate.
Exactly.
Let it sit there a little bit.
Let it drip down.
Yeah, I love that.
And then, again, I mean, this is about learning life in the Holy Spirit. The Archbishop says the Holy Spirit is the soul of our soul. Mm-hmm. So letting him move in you, just reading the book in some ways is a practical application of that, that I'm not in charge. I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to read two chapters a day, or I'm going to, no. Just let him be in charge of the pace.
I love that. That's wise.
One of the things I really love about the book, as you talk about it, as it can be an introduction, if you will, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Into these concepts of the spiritual life, but it's also can be incredibly deep mm-hmm. and profound. So it can, sort of like a wading pool for those who just want to get their feet wet, and then you can certainly literally dive in. And one of the things that you can tell his mind was formed by to mystic thought, because
it
is loaded with, in fact, the entire thing is sort of arranged following St. Thomas Aquinas's mm-hmm. Arrangement of the gifts. So basically, he goes over each one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's enormously ordered. Mm. Which is a sign of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Not chaos. It's ordered.
Beautiful.
It's beautifully
mm-hmm.
ordered. And then, so he goes over the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the virtues, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and the Beatitudes. Mm. Because this is what St. Thomas, that's how he arranges it in the Summa. Mm-hmm. You know, if you desired to look up one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the Summa, he doesn't have a section on, here's the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
they're sort of pieced in there among the virtues. Mm. Because a virtue is basically, I love this image, St. John of St. Thomas is the one who came up with the image of, he said, when you're working with the virtues, which is sort of working with our human powers, it's sort of like you're men at the oars rowing the boat. But then when the Holy Spirit takes over, it's like you're setting sail.
Yes.
And then the Holy Spirit moves you by divine power. And so within all of us, there are the virtues that God has instilled in us, faith, hope, charity, the cardinal virtues, the moral virtues, the theological virtues. We have these, and of course, all the ancillary and auxiliary virtues, but we have all these virtues at work in us. But that's using our limited human power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when the Holy Spirit takes over, it's by divine grace that this thing just happens. And it happens through us. He's speaking through us, moving us, but we're no longer bound, if you will, by our own ingenuity.
And that's really freeing. It's very mm-hmm. freeing just to rest in that, ladies. You don't have to work, like be labored. Like when you're with Mary and the Holy Spirit, life is joy. You watch him work and you learn. He leads, you follow. You watch, he just gives you these beautiful gifts to enlighten you, to see truths. It's beautiful. It's really, mm-hmm. really, yeah.
Yes, we are getting ready to take
a break.
I'm sorry, Jane. We're getting ready to take a break. But ladies, don't get too far away, because mm-hmm. you are going to want to come back for the second half of our second show with Father Bittner and Whitney Hetzel. And we can't wait to join you for that time.
On January 31st, 2019, Carolina Catholic Media signed on Charlotte's first Catholic radio station, AM 1270 WCGC. By the grace of God, we celebrate the past 4 years and look forward to continuing our apostolic vision and mission to serve the Carolina Catholic community. We are evangelistic partners with our clergy, active parishioners, the fallen away, and the homebound. We are accessible to all Christians, agnostics, and atheists. With distribution of a wide array of content across 7 media platforms, there truly is something for everyone. During these past 4 years, Carolina Catholic has expanded to 7 media platforms that include radio, internet stream, mobile app, website, YouTube, social media, and e-newsletter. Nearly all local programs are available by podcast and video on demand. In the year ahead, we're committed to promote more local parish, school, and ministry events, more live broadcasts, and more valuable content that showcases our dynamic local Carolina Catholic community. Of all the Catholic radio stations in the U.S., Carolina Catholic is arguably a leader in locally produced programs. To continue our work, Carolina Catholic Media needs $15,000 in monthly funding to continue operations across our 7 media platforms. We are 100% dependent on your generosity. If you love what we're doing, please join us with a monthly tithe or annual gift. We have partnership plans available for parishes, schools, and ministries. If you own a business, you can be a program sponsor on one or all of our platforms. You can do a live broadcast of a special event with promotion before and rebroadcast after. On behalf of everyone at Carolina Catholic Media, we thank you for your past support and look forward to you joining us with the resources the apostolate needs to continue to evangelize the truth of Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. May God bless you and your family abundantly.
Hello, ladies. This is Kathleen. Welcome back. This is our second show with Father Bittner and Whitney Hetzel, and this is our last episode of Season 3 of Joyful Echo. We have been talking these last two shows about the chaplet of the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and in this show in particular, we were talking about an amazing book by the late Archbishop Luis Martinez out of Mexico. And Father, what I'd really love for you to speak on now, we've talked about the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, but we also talk about the Holy Spirit himself as a gift. So if you could expand a little bit for us, just the notion of the gift who is the Holy Spirit.
I think Archbishop Luis Martinez makes a point in his book towards the beginning of the Sanctifier that the Holy Spirit sort of goes by a number of different titles, like the Paraclete or the Advocate, the third person of the Trinity. And yet the word gift sort of summarizes and personifies and brings to relief really who he is. He is the gift of the Father to the Son. He is the gift of the Son reciprocated back to the Father, this gift of love. And by nature, a gift is not something we can give ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we jokingly say, I got myself a birthday gift, or I'm going to buy this for myself for Christmas or whatever. But by its nature, a gift is something that is freely given and freely received. It's not something we can actually merit or earn. And yet we can ask, we can plead, we can ask. Remember, ask, seek, and knock. The Holy Spirit is the gift that God wants to give us, so we can simply ask for it. And the more we ask for it, of course, and the more we exercise that the graces that we've received, the more we grow in love with him, and the more we're giving, in a sense, that gift back to God. If the gift himself is love, it's gift received in love and given back in love. So the word gift sort of encompasses, if you will, the whole person of the Trinity. He is the gift from the Father to the Son to the Father. He is the gift that we receive in baptism. that gift is profoundly infused into our soul at baptism. And it's as if, many people are celebrating confirmations at this time of year. They're celebrating First Holy Communions. And then children receive all sorts of gifts, if you will, for their First Holy Communion, for their confirmation. And the Heavenly Father, because we're now adopted into His family, He gives us His gifts, you see, at our baptism.
Yes.
At our confirmation, it's the same gift, if you will. But because we are members of His family, we are His adopted sons and daughters, He gives us those gifts, and so that they belong to us. And Martinez makes an almost, it's a very bold statement, audaciously, he says that a gift is something that belongs to the person until it's given, and then once we receive it, it belongs to us, saying
yes.
that the gift of the Holy Spirit belongs to us,
mm-hmm.
that once we receive the gift in baptism, that He is ours and we are His and we are beloved. That's what it means, is that He is the lover, we are the beloved. He pours gifts on His beloved while they slumber, it says in the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And so He pours His gift of Himself upon us, and which is a further sign of the fact that we are marked as His beloved.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you a question, Father, because this is something that's coming to mind, and I think our listeners will be like, oh, Gene, I'm glad you asked that. Does He pour out all the seven gifts upon us equally? Are they distributed? Is one gift given greater than the other? And can we, through prayer, receive more of the Holy Spirit, more gifts of the Holy Spirit?
That's a really good question for which I have no direct answer.
Okay. We'll have to have him back.
When it comes to all the gifts, the charisms, the virtues are all given in proportion according to the work that we have.
Okay.
So clearly, you know, we're not all gifted the same way, mm-hmm. because we all don't have the same work. We all don't have the same role to play. So I think those particular gifts come alive in us when they're needed, to the extent that we are docile, receptive, pray for them, and exercise them, mm-hmm. and our fidelity in exercising them. You know, we all are, it's a bad analogy, but analogies always fail in some mm-hmm. way. But
we love them here.
Imagine, imagine at your baptism, you were given the membership card to the Planet Fitness or the YMCA or whatever, wherever you like to work out. You have it with you. You know, you possess it. It's yours. That doesn't automatically make you strong or fit or healthy. It means you have to exercise those gifts. You have to pray for them. You have to get into the gym. So it's not enough just to have it, although you do have it. That's the point. It's a good reminder that we at all times have those gifts available to us.
Mm-hmm.
But again, to the extent that we exercise them, we are more and more receptive to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I pointed this out just a moment ago, but to say it again, Jesus tells us to ask, seek, and knock. And in the context of just, obviously we use this in the context of praying before God and placing our intentions before Him. But He goes on to say that you who are wicked know how to give good gifts.
Mm-hmm.
How much more will God give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? So He even explicitly states in Scripture that He wants to pour out the Holy Spirit even more into our lives, into our souls. So the gift that we have already been given, remember that those who are given will be given more.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the idea of the talents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you spend those talents, if you invest them well, wisely, we receive even more. So I think obliquely I answered your question.
No,
somewhere.
I think that's great, because I think that's it goes from general to specific. You
yes.
know, like, I know the women just like me are like, well, I would like more, Lord. Did I just receive a little bit? And I love your analogy. I think that was fantastic. Yes, we all belong to a gym and never showed up before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yes.
Can relate, yes.
I can relate to that, absolutely.
You know, Jean, I think about, so my two younger daughters, one favors my side of the family. So the genetic expression is particularly clear for that one. And the other one really favors my husband's Italian mm-hmm. Heritage that came from his mom. And I can remember one time at the table, as we were talking about family history and DNA and that kind of stuff, saying to the girls, well, you are half that, you know, kind of going through. And my youngest, who favors our side, kind of the Irish side, said, well, no, I'm more Irish. Mary Margaret is more Italian. And having to explain to her that you are the same amount. You're each the same amount, even though she looks more Italian. Mm-hmm. And I think about that with the Holy Spirit, that we have that full inheritance, all of us, in our spiritual DNA. Some of us outwardly show more of one or another gift just for whatever reason by His will. But that doesn't mean that you don't also have the rest of the inheritance.
That's right.
It's all there for us. I love also how the late Archbishop talked about the Holy Spirit being given that we may enjoy Him. That just that notion that in the abundant generosity of God, that He's not holding anything back from us. He has given us and gives us continually all that He is, all that He has, and He wants us to enjoy the gift.
That's right.
He is the gift. I mean, as you're speaking, I'm reminded of something that is really going to be on my tombstone. Okay.
All right.
Psalm 16, O Lord, it is You who are my portion and cup. It is You yourself who are my prize. In other words, He gives us nothing less than Himself. This is right. What He does in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He gives us nothing less than Himself as food. Yes. Body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist, because He doesn't want to give any less than Himself.
Right, and anything created, all the smaller value things that we often ask for from Him, that's less than what He wants to give us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think, oh, in our pride, we're being cheated out of the really good thing that we're asking for. When in His infinite goodness, He's saying no to that so that He can say yes to giving us what is more. Okay, it's time for prayer, Jean.
I know, I have a good question. Ladies, okay. We're going to pray. And I know, let us challenge each other just to look at the one gift the Lord wants to increase in us. Where of these seven beautiful gifts, and there's more. I mean, the Lord is all about more, that you are being highlighted in your prayer time. Mine is wisdom. A lot of wisdom. I'm reading Sirach 51 a lot. Wisdom just is pouring all over me, seeking it, asking it. Which of the seven gifts is the Lord asking you to learn more about, to enter into a conversation with Him about?
To enjoy.
To enjoy, because that's how you start to know the Lord, is start having these conversations, saying, all right, Lord, thank You for these gifts. Which one? Which one? Is it fear of the Lord? I don't know, but I want you all to ask yourself
let's,
that question.
Let's take
to be
it
aware.
To prayer and ask Him for okay. these gifts. Yes.
Sure.
Father, if You will.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we ask You to send forth the power of Your Holy Spirit to direct our spiritual lives according to Your will. We surrender to You. We know that You will direct us by Your power and Your might. We ask You to bring forth, by the power of Your Holy Spirit, enlighten us in our minds and our intellects and our wills, inflame them with the fire of Your love, to know You more zealously, to follow You more perfectly, more closely, and to enlighten us as to which gifts we need this day, this week, this month, to continue to grow in our love for You. We entrust to You our families, our friends, those who are sick, those who are in need. We entrust to You our future, our past, our present. We entrust to You all those different people that have come to us and asked for our prayers, our intercession, our mediation before You. We place them all before Your heavenly throne, and we draw them to You through the prayers and the intercession and the love of our mother, placing all of these intentions in her immaculate and loving heart. And we ask for Our Lady's constant maternal care of our spiritual life. We turn to Our Lady, and in just one simple prayer, we entrust all of these intentions to You. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
That was beautiful. Oh my gosh, we only have one more minute left.
One more minute of the season. All right. All through the summer, you can absolutely listen to our archive episodes. Download the Carolina Catholic Media Network app, and you can listen to our archive shows. Join us on Facebook, the Joyful Echo page. Periodically through the summer, Jean and I will be checking in. I'm excited to hear from you what is going to unfold in your life over the summer after this Pentecost. If you join us on this journey with this chaplet, I'm sure that it's going to be wondrous.
And ladies, you can purchase the chaplet at
Good Catholic
CatholicCompany.com or Good Catholic.
Good Catholic, yes. You can hear more from Father Bittner on GoodCatholic.com. So thank you, ladies, for being so faithful. You are, we are increasing our faith by just your willingness to listen to us. Thank you.
Have a blessed summer.